Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about CTAs, calls to action.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
How to design and write effective and killer CTAs. Can't believe we've never had a dedicated episode to the such an important topic. Maybe it's so all-encompassing that we touched on a lot of advice we're probably going to give today in many other ways in other episodes. But I thought it'd be fun to do a quick episode and bang it out on call to actions. So let's go maybe through some of the mistakes people make, and then maybe we end up the episode on some tips on how to do really killer call to actions. I'll step in and give the first and biggest mistake that I see on CTAs that drives me nuts. It's actually two mistakes. And this is true both on websites. It's true in emails. It's true in many different form factors. It doesn't really matter what the form factor is that you are communicating to a prospect or customer to. It's either, I see either companies have way too many call to actions, just like seven different things they want me to do. And I always go, whoa, we don't know each other that well. And it's not reasonable of you to ask me to do this much work, right? Taking so much action means I can't do anything else for the next 2-3 hours. I don't have that kind of time. And we don't have that kind of relationship for you to ask me to, you know, watch this video, you know, download this white paper, sign up for a newsletter, sign up for a free trial, and, you know, whatever, read these latest three blog posts. Like, it's just too much stuff you're asking me to do, right? And they're all not differentiated and not, like, prioritized. And the exact opposite problem is when you have almost no call to action whatsoever. Right. This is something I see more in emails than I see in emails and in conversations or meetings. I see this more often than I see it on websites, but it drives me crazy. It's like somebody sends me an email. They write all this stuff about their company, the value they can create for me, all the things they could do, why this would be a great partnership. And then they just end this entire fucking email with, you know, thanks, Bob. Right. And I read all this and I go, what am I supposed to do now with all this information? What specifically do you want me to do? Now, I can assume you want me to respond to you, but you could also just want me to go to your website. Like, I don't want to have to mind read what you want me to do here. Like, what is the task? What's the action I need to take? And these are two mistakes that seem so obvious, but they're still made I see this every single day. Either you have too many calls to actions or none at all. And both of these are terrible ideas.
Terrible. Making me do too much. You know, the one, my pet peeve on this, and I think the biggest mistake I see is generic calls to action. So, you know, and I'm talking about the buttons themselves. So the buttons say get started.
With what? Like,
exactly. What am I getting started with? Like, why do I care? How does this button have anything to do with the copy you just wrote? So to me, there's no basis. There's no reason for that button to exist there in the way it does with the words it says. So I think that's the biggest mistake I keep seeing over and over again. Like, even start free trial. Okay, that's better. At least I'm starting free trial. But you know how many sites say start free trial? So get started and start free trial are my two kind of pet peeves that I see over and over and over again. Even sign up or sign up now. So these are generic. We can do a lot better.
I love that. Yeah, don't be overly generic. And also, I think you touched on this, but I'm going to say this again, or highlight it a little bit, is using disconnected call to actions, right? So your entire copy was talking about a free trial, but then the button says, get started, right? Or where the call to action that you might have had in your email communication on the website, the designs that I see, everything is not related to what the button tells me or the call to action, what verbiage the call to action uses, right? So you might have something like, we have a free account. You could start with free account here, free account there. And then the button says free trial or start trial, right? And it just is a mismatch between all the language and the words that you used everywhere else. And so matching and making it cohesive that your call to action actually matches everything you've said before and matches, more importantly, what your prospect and customer wants to do. Like, what when they, yeah, you know, what are the words that they have in their mind? They're like, where is the free trial? I need a free trial. Where can I get the free trial? If that's what everybody's thinking that comes to your side, that should be probably the copy you use. But maybe they have something else on their mind. Maybe they would verbalize differently what they want. And you can learn a lot of that when you do cold prospecting, but also if you do inbound prospecting and you have like a get in touch with our sales team or get in touch with our team or get a demo scheduled and somebody connects there. When you ask people, hey, what made you come to our site and sign up? What did you do before? What is your number one goal today? What are you trying to accomplish? Pay attention to the words that your prospects and customers are using. And if many of them use the same words, maybe you want to use those same words in your call to actions. All right. So don't have too many call to actions. Don't make the mistake of having no call to action. Use words in your call to actions, in your buttons, and sentences that are, you know, focused and related to what your customer wants and not overly generic. Anything else? What else do we have on the topic of CTAs and call to actions in general?
Tell me what I'm going to get.
Tell me more.
Tell me what I'm going to get. Like, just tell me what I'm going to get. Like, focus on telling me what I'm going to get. What I want to get is related to what you're telling me is, you know, literally what you're telling me I'm going to get in the rest of the copy, right? Like, so, you know, at Crazy Egg, we for years had this CTA, show me my heat map. Well, click the button because you want to see a heat map, right? That's it. You know, and we like making the button speak to you like that. Show me my heat map, as if like you're speaking, basically. Show me my heat map. That's what you want. You click it, you're going to get your heat map. And that's the idea. So the idea for me is always about how can you make it direct? So like at FYI, which is about documents, it says add my documents.
Yeah. As we were talking, I just was visiting Crazy again, the Get FYI. And I was like, actually, especially FYI, I like the whole thing. To be honest,
just updated the homepage.
Yeah, a
little bit.
Yeah, I saw that. I love it.
Yeah. So I think the CTA, like when it does that, it's like, I said, like, tell me what I'm going to get. So that's interesting. So if you tell me what I'm going to get, that's pretty good. So if you tell me I'm going to find out about my website, right? Or find out about whatever. For me, I think it's almost natural to always include like a my in there or a me. Tell me more is pretty powerful too, believe it or not. And so one aspect is, you know, the button should describe what you're going to get. Start free trial. Start my free trial. Even though I don't like the generic one, it's like, this is yours and you get this. And so that's what I mean by like, tell them what they're going to get, but like in their words, like a command, like add my documents, show me my heat map, tell me more, start my free trial, right? These kind of things help a lot. And, you know, if enough people listen to this, I know I'm going to be tired of seeing that crap on people's websites, but it's my, it's not even my secret. It's like how I think about CTAs. They need to be really pulling people in and strong. And really it's about, hey, do you want this? This is it. Like you want it. Like it's not even want it, like give it to me. Right? Like it's almost as if you're speaking to yourself saying, give this to me. I think that there's a concept there that I would probably suggest as my tip, which is like, can you make it a my or me thing? And can you use that language in whatever ways makes sense on your CTA?
I love it. That's such a powerful tip. I've never thought about this before, but now I'm going to be shamelessly using it myself.
And go for it.
And I advise everybody who's listening to us to do the same. All right, that's it from us for this episode. Here's our call to action. If you like this episode and if you got value from it, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to our podcast. Give us a review, write us something, a little nice a review, 5 stars, obviously. We highly appreciate it.
Take care.